Good morning, everyone. When, I wonder, did you last look like this? Was it a while ago, or was it just recently? Hands up if you love surprises. Yeah, some of you do, some of you don't. I think we've got some surprises at the back. Helen's going to go at the back and read out some of the things you said about surprises as you came in. Some of you filled in a post-it note. So just tell us, Helen, read one or two of them off the back there. What were great surprises people have had?
Okay, there's quite a lot. Someone here has got engagement. Congratulations, whoa, whoever that is. I got the job. I'm sorry you were surprised about that, but again, congratulations.
Well done.
Two budgies in a cage on Christmas Day. Okay, that could be an interesting surprise. Yes. Wilson, I think that might be a dog. I'm not sure.
Wilson, was he a surprise?
Wilson, is it Wilson Harris?
Yes, yes.
My husband took me to Venice for a few days. I thought we were going camping. Oh, wow, that's a good surprise. Going to Peppa Pig World, that's a good one. And a surprise trip to Rome for my 30th birthday. That was a nice surprise.
A surprise trip to Rome, wow.
Yes.
That's some romantic person, was it?
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, that was you. Oh, right. Okay, one more, Helen, one more.
Well, there are just a couple that aren't such happy surprises. There was O-level results, which weren't very good. That was a surprise for somebody. I'm sorry about that. And there's just somebody who's drawn a sad face, Phil. So that, I don't know what the surprise was, but something that's made them sad.
Fantastic.
So I think those are our surprises.
Lots more surprises at the back. Do have a look at them at the end of the service as you sip tea and coffee and make sure visitors feel very welcome. As Helen said, last week we stopped off at our stop called the cross. And we remembered Jesus' death on the cross. And we remembered just how much it cost God for Jesus to die. But in the Bible, the cross, the death of Jesus, is followed by the most extraordinary, amazing, incredible surprise. And we're going to have our Bible reading about that now from the Jesus Bible storybook. So watch carefully.
God's wonderful surprise. Jesus' friends were sad. They would never see their best friend again. How could this happen? Wasn't Jesus the rescuer, the king God had promised? It wasn't supposed to end like this. Yes, but whoever said anything about the end? Just before sunrise, on the third day, God sent an earthquake and an angel from heaven. When the guards saw the angel, they fell down with fright. The angel rolled the huge stone away, sat on top of it, and waited. At the first glimmer of dawn, Mary Magdalene and other women headed to the tomb to wash Jesus' body. The early morning sun slanted through the ancient olive trees. Drops of dew glittering on leaves and grasses, little tears everywhere. The friends walked quietly along the hilly path through the olive groves until they reached the tomb and immediately noticed something odd. It was wide open. They peered through the opening into the dark tomb. But wait, Jesus' body was gone. And something else. A shining man was there with clothes made from lightning. Don't be scared, the angel said. But they couldn't help it. They screamed anyway. The angel asked them, what are you doing here? This is a tomb and tombs are for dead people. The women couldn't speak. Jesus isn't dead anymore, he said. He's alive again. And their hearts leapt. And then the angel laughed with such gladness that they felt, for a moment, as if they had woken from a nightmare. The other women rushed home, but Mary stayed behind. How could it be true? Jesus was definitely dead. How could he be alive? Just then, Mary heard someone else in the garden. Perhaps it's the gardener, she thought. He'll know where Jesus' body is. I don't know where Jesus is, Mary said urgently. I can't find him. But it was all right. Jesus knew where she was, and he had found her. Mary. Only one person said her name like that. She could hear her heart thumping. She turned around. She could just make out a figure. She shaded her eyes to see and thought she was dreaming. But she wasn't dreaming. She was seeing Jesus. Mary fell to the ground. Sudden tears filled her eyes, and great sobs shook her whole body. And all she wanted in that moment was to cling to Jesus and never let him go. "You'll be able to hold on to me later, Mary," Jesus said gently, "and always be close to me. But now go and tell the others that I'm alive." Mary ran and ran all the way to the city. She had never run so fast or so far in all her life. She felt she could have run forever. She didn't even feel like her feet touched the ground. The sun seemed to be dancing and gleaming and bounding across the sky, racing with her and shining brighter than she could ever remember in the clear, fresh air. And it seemed to her that morning, as she ran, almost as if the whole world had been made anew, almost as if the whole world was singing for joy. The trees, tiny sounds in the grass, the birds. Her heart. Was God really making everything sad come untrue? Was he making even death come untrue? She couldn't wait to tell Jesus' friends. "They won't believe it," she laughed. She was right, of course.
Wow, what an amazing story. What an amazing surprise. Was God really making even death untrue? I don't know if you've ever stopped at a train station and the guard shouts out, "All change!" Have you been on a train or a tube when that's happened? Well, at this stop, God shouts out, "All change!" Everything in creation and in our lives changes because of the resurrection of Jesus. Because Jesus bursts from the tomb and death can't hold him. Of course, the cross, the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus go together. They're part of the same story. Last week and this week belong together. If you were here last week, we said that the cross answers two really big questions that we sometimes ask God. The first question is, "God, how much do you love me?" And the answer the cross gives us is this much, enough to die for you. You can't love someone more than being prepared to give your life for them. And the other question we asked is, "How do we get home?" The whole of the Bible so far had been about us being separated from God and God trying to call us back. And the cross answers the question, "How do we get home?" by saying this way, through Jesus giving his life for us. And we, if you were here last week, thought of the cross like a bridge in which we can cross back into our Father's arms. And the resurrection this morning answers both of those questions as well, but it answers one more question, and it's this question: can we really start again? Because although we might have come to know Jesus and given our lives to him and invited him to live in our hearts, sometimes we're still filled with a sense of guilt, and we wonder, can we really start again? And the resurrection shouts at us that the answer to that question is yes. Thank you, Joe. And shall I tell you why the answer is yes? Shall I tell you why? Good, thank you. Two people are following me. Before we do that, hands up if you like cartoons. Okay, I love cartoons. I've found a cartoon from YouTube for you, just to keep you awake. You might want to watch this, kids. One of the things I love about cartoons is that they're full of surprises. The most extraordinary things happen in cartoons, including quite often someone or something being swallowed by someone or something. Seems improbable, but not in a cartoon. Watch this one.
Rebel! Man has bested flight! Primitive man will rule the earth. Maybe not. Even the food chain has a weakest link. That's using your head. Primitive panther will survive the Stone Age. I'm not so sure about primitive man.
Can you imagine being swallowed by a plant? Or a plant. Incredible. But you know, there is a verse in the Old Testament in Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, and Isaiah looks forward to this day. God says through Isaiah, on this mountain, the Lord Almighty will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. And the extraordinary thing is that hundreds of years later, that becomes true in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Because what happens in the resurrection of Jesus is things that we think have the final word are swallowed up by other things. That death is swallowed up by life. That death doesn't have the final word. That life beyond the grave, life forever with God, is possible through Jesus. That forgiveness swallows up guilt and shame. If you think you've got to live with your guilt and your shame forever and ever and ever and ever, the resurrection says, no, you don't. Forgiveness swallows up guilt and shame. Reconciliation, being put back right with God, swallows up separation and division and hatred and disharmony. Freedom swallows up fear. If you think you've got to live the rest of your life in fear, the resurrection says, no, you don't. Freedom swallows fear. And renewal swallows decay. That's good news for those of us that are getting a little bit older, that have had their 50th birthday. Renewal swallows decay. In fact, in the resurrection, you know, we started this journey at creation. In the resurrection, God has started the story all over again. With recreation, putting everything back right through Jesus Christ. Not just our lives, but the whole of creation. And I think the most amazing thing, and I'm going to stop here, is that that means, because of the resurrection of Jesus, hope swallows despair. You may be in a place of despair at the moment. It happens to all of us. Children and adults alike. We feel sad. We wonder if there's any hope. Something's gone terribly wrong. The resurrection of Jesus says that's not the end of the story. Hope swallows despair because life swallows death. Let's just pray together, shall we? Lord Jesus, thank you that the resurrection, that your resurrection, is the greatest, most extraordinary, most powerful surprise the world has ever known. Thank you that because of it, you are here today offering us hope and love and forgiveness and freedom. Help us this morning, all of us, I pray, however young or old we are, however close we feel to you or distant we feel from you, help us to grasp your hope made possible through your resurrection. We ask this in your name. Amen.